Rider Nation, welcome to Reunited in Green. I am Derek Taylor, and we are so excited about this project. Not just going to be rerunning games from the 2019 season. Oh no, we've picked 8 of the best games from last season. We've added in more than 20 interviews with players and coaches who have given us incredible insight and were, in some cases, brutally honest about what happened in 2019. We'll cover things like Cody Fajardo's first start, critical plays and decisions. We'll take you inside the huddle, and we'll take 2020 hindsight with Coach Dickinson as well. We have the unvarnished truth about injuries like Charleston's broken arm, Shaq's toe, and Cody Fajardo's ribs. And most excitingly, we are going deep on just what happened in that final quarter of the West Final. Luke Mullender and I will take you inside the booth for some of the greatest moments of 2019. So excited for what we're going to be able to hear from players and coaches alike. First up is Cody Fajardo's first start, week 2 against Ottawa. The pregame show with Luke Mullender next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Reunited in Green, the pregame show. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you as we look back at week 2, the Riders in Ottawa, best known as Cody Fajardo's first start. And Luke, I can't tell you how excited I am to get to talk to players who are unvarnished with the truth now. All these months later, they're telling us about injuries, how they were actually nervous, what happened on particular plays. This is a great chance to dive into the minds of players, something as fans we don't necessarily understand and don't always have access to. I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is like the radio version of ESPN 30 for 30. It's a huge opportunity. People have to understand that when you play a game, the very next day, you're already diving into what you did wrong, what you did right, and you're getting feedback from not only yourself, but your teammates and especially your coaches. And all of that is in an effort to get better for the next week, to prepare for the next opponent and correct the things that you did that need correcting and build on the positive aspects of what you did during the game. So the fact that these players are now sharing that feedback is a great look into the mind of an athlete that, again, is in the very beginning part of the season.
It's fascinating. Shaq Evans just lays it all bare how he feels, how good he is. This game for him coming is a monster performance, including his first touchdown. He lays it all wide open. As I think about us in the booth in Ottawa before that game in week 2, I had a bit of a sick feeling about where the season was going, right? They were 0-1 off the game in Hamilton. They'd lost Zach Collaros on the third offensive play of that game. And we had no idea what Cody Fajardo was all about, right? 68 career pass attempts before he went into the Hamilton game. I was in an uncomfortable state. Where were you leading into this game?
I think I was a bit anxious. I didn't buy in necessarily to the fact that a lot of people were thinking this was going to be a defensive matchup. It obviously turned out it was not a defensive matchup. But for me, I was really interested in the coaching aspect of this thing. I know that you were sort of, I know you had feelings around them being 0-1, but from my position as a color commentator and from where I started with this team, this team had always sort of started slow in my mind. So I don't think I was as worried about 0-1. I was more focused on, hey, this is Coach Dickinson's first major road game in a tough place to play against a very tough coach himself in Rick Campbell. How is this going to play out? And like you said, I think I was as shocked as you were about Cody Fajardo's performance, because we all had feelings about that.
Yeah, we mentioned 68 pass attempts before the Hamilton game. He comes into the Hamilton game, and it was check, check, swing, hitch pass. Everything was very short to the line of scrimmage. Going into this game, what did you actually expect from Fajardo? Do you remember?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I expected, because what I know is that he sort of came out of left field. We followed all of training camp, and I'm on record as saying Cody Fajardo didn't do that many spectacular things in training camp. It wasn't like we were watching him being like, oh my gosh, this is the next Mike Riley.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is the next BLM. But when we did think that was when he was actually in the game. So the first preseason
game. The green and white game, he was good.
The green and white game, the preseason games, he turned it on. So you started thinking like, wait a second, I think this guy's got a little bit of a compete in him. I think he might be a gamer. Because there are gamers, right? There are guys that don't really show much in practice and then just turn up in the game and are are unreal, right? And Cody actually is one of those guys now that we've gotten a bigger sample size. But what I was reminded of when I think back to this game is I think back to the interviews that Cody was doing before the game. And he was really saying, like, hey, wait a minute, don't judge me on Hamilton, because that wasn't my game plan. And my game plan is going to be different. Like, I had to fit into sort of what Zach was good at. Now this is my opportunity. So you kind of looked at this game as like, okay, you've said it now, right? You've said, hey, wait a second, don't judge me on Hamilton. Well, guess what that means? We're going to judge you on Ottawa. And by all accounts,
it was pretty good. He said those words to me in the tunnel after he'd done his TV interview. And I honestly didn't know what to make of him. I didn't know if he was faux confidence or true confidence, and in the end it did turn out pretty good. It's the Reunited in Green pregame show. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you. We continue. We'll talk about Ottawa was such a shock in this game as well. What turned out to be an offensive explosion. It's coming up on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender with you as we are just a few minutes away from kickoff of week two. The Riders in Ottawa, Cody Fajardo's first start. And Luke, a lot of folks expressed to us on the Sports Cage, they were concerned about the offense that they were going to see. We talked about when Fajardo came into the Hamilton game, a lot of short passes, a lot of get it out of his hands quickly, like you said, an offense tailored to Zach Collaros and not to Cody Fajardo. I was really concerned in the booth pregame, oh, do we have to go through a year where it's Brandon Bridge throwing checkdowns, but now it's Cody Fajardo? Did you have that fear?
Well, I don't think I had that fear. I knew the defense was going to have to step up, obviously. And I did think that, hey, if this is going to be successful in any circumstance, they're going to have to be able to run the ball. Now, did that mean run the ball 40 times a game? No, it just meant when you did run the ball, you were going to need to get yardage. And you wanted, because this was this quarterback's first time starting a game, you wanted to put him in manageable situations. You don't want to keep him in second and 10, second and 7 plus situations for the majority of the game, right? You want to get him in those manageable positions, second and 4 to 6, right? To where you're, again, we've said this time and time again, now your playbook's open all the way. And the defense has to account for the fact that you have more playbook at your disposal on second and 4 to 6 than they do on second and 7 plus. So I think that I was just going over a checklist as a former player, what needs to happen in order for them to give Cody the chance to succeed. I think that's what it was more about for myself.
The Riders defense looked good in Hamilton. In this game, they ran into, in my mind, a quarterback on the best day of his life. Dominic Davis, the week before, threw 4 picks and somehow they beat Calgary. You'll hear it in our voices during this game. We could not believe what Dominic Davis was doing for Ottawa.
You said it best, like, of his life. And I'm talking about going back to Pop Warner. I look at this game and I look at that second quarter where they scored 22 points. And I watched the second quarter. And it is a combination of accuracy, of some pretty great playmaking on his receivers, but decision-making. Like, this was a game. And I remember DT talking to Wayne Morsky after the game on the bus heading back to the airport. Mm-hmm. And Wayne wasn't actually, this is the governor at the time. He was then stepping away. But Wayne wasn't actually concerned about the loss. Wayne was shaking with excitement because he just saw 2 young quarterbacks go head to head, throw for throw. I was trying to think back of, have I been in a game and like that? And I think about our 2010 home opener against Montreal, which, by the way, we couldn't stop Montreal at all. I think the doubles, Darian Durant threw for over 500 yards that game. We won it in overtime. It's been like, it's on TSN as one of their classic games. And I hate watching it because you just like, well, we did nothing. Defense did absolutely zero. D-line didn't do anything, right? But that's the kind of shootout that we got treated with here. And again, 2 young quarterbacks and 1 guy. You would think Dom Davis from that point on was going to be tier 1 elite level for the rest of the year. And it just didn't work out like that.
It did not turn out that way. I've got a play I'm looking forward to hearing more about. There was a moment where Davis scrambled for like 20 yards and Mac Henry dropped a shoulder into him on the sidelines and took a flag. I'm looking forward to hearing a little more about what the truth of that moment was. That is coming up next. It's kickoff of Reunited in Green, week 2. Cody Fajardo's first start, week 2 in Ottawa. You're listening to Rough Rider Football and the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.